What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, you know your house is haunted when your friends come over to play and never come back again.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear it. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and help support the program, get access to all of those extras ad-free. Check it out, our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. There's patreon.com/realghoststories or there's ghostpodcast.com as well. Tony and Todd Michaels with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I would use that excuse because I was not really popular in school, right? Mm-hmm. I was kind of the kid that always got teased a little bit. I could use that as a reason why nobody would come over and play at my house because my house was haunted. Like, so my friends would never come back again.
You would tell yourself that, or your friends thought the house was haunted?
No, I would tell myself that tell others that the reason why nobody visited my house was because it was haunted, not because I was a dweeb or a geek in school. Just, I would use that as an excuse.
Yeah, just antisocial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get it. I could see that. You get ahead of the story before people come up with their own things. You got your own story right there. It's haunted. You don't want it, and it hates children, so you don't want to come play ever.
Yep, that's ever, your spin ever. Right there. That's
works
your spin.
Out, works out well. I like that. Yeah, I would probably do the same thing, but I didn't have any kids in my neighborhood.
I didn't either, though. I was out in the country kind of like you.
Yeah, me too. So. Yeah, it was like, it would be amazing if like the grandchildren of the neighbors came over every once in a while. I would play with them a little bit. But other than that, it was just me and my bike and my boombox. And then I'd go in the front yard and pretend I was doing a live broadcast. I'd get a big old, I'd take the sawhorses out from the garage, and then I put like a piece of wood on top. So that was my table. And then I had a big old other cardboard box and crayon and marker. I made the Y96 FM logo and and leaned that against the front. Then I sat up in my front yard and cars would drive by and I was pretending I was broadcasting live.
Okay, there may be other reasons why nobody wanted to play with
you. There might be. There might just be. Between fifth and sixth grade, which is funny because Harper's there right now, I remember having my friend Eric over to play, and all I wanted to do was play radio station. So
I did that too. All my friends came over and we were doing newscasts and spinning records. Yeah, I know.
And me too. I have tapes of it too, and they don't sound too enthused other than me. It's like, we have the latest in John Cicada here on Y96 FM. And like my friend's like, who's John Cicada? He's the best adult contemporary male artist this year.
Sandy, why don't you want to go over to Tony's house and play?
Yeah.
It's just not any fun.
Not any fun. Too many live broadcasts out there in the front yard. It's true. I'm not making any of that up. That's the sad part. No exaggerations there at all. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our caller and hear a ghost story.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jody. I'm calling from Oregon. I'd like to share what happened to me in my childhood home growing up, as I still don't know what to think of it. So to preface it, my first paranormal experience happened when I was about 5 or 6 years old. My little brother and I were playing in his bedroom, and we had made a kind of a tent fort out of an old suitcase we had opened up, and we put a blanket over it. All of a sudden, we heard his closet door open up, and I can't remember the noise. There was a strange noise with it, like almost like a whooshing noise. And all of a sudden I saw a footprint come across the top of the blanket and push down on top of us, and the entire thing collapsed. We were pretty young at the time, so we didn't really know what to think of it. So we just ran into the living room and got our mother. But after that, we eventually moved into this house when I was about 9 years old, and I shared a bedroom with my sister. It was the upstairs of the house. It was basically the entire layout of the house, but it was just one big open room up there. Within a year, some pretty weird things started to happen. We would hear knocking noises at first, or just weird ticks in the night. And then one night, I think I was in about the fifth grade, and I went upstairs to go to bed, and I left the light on above the stairs because my sister would be coming in about a half an hour after I would for her bedtime. So I left it on because I didn't want her to wake me up. And so I'm laying in my bed, and I had one of those bed tents on top of my bed. And I was just laying in bed. My eyes were open, and I couldn't really fall asleep. And I was looking towards the light. All of a sudden, I saw a silhouette of a man's profile step in front of it. And I looked at it, and I thought, well, that's weird. I must have looked at the light a little too hard. That doesn't make sense. So I peeked out from under my bed tent, and there was nothing there, of course. And I put it back down. I looked back up, and it was still there. So I thought to myself, there has to be a logical explanation. There's nothing there. So I looked again, and there was still nothing there. And I put the big tent at the tent back down, and it was still there. So I started screaming for my mother, like bloody murder. So my mom came running up the stairs, and I was hysterical, and I told her what happened. She calmed me down, and I don't really remember what happened after that. I think it was my sister's bedtime when we just went to bed. That was the first major thing that happened in the house. And all around, right around the same time, a few other things happened. Another time, my brother and I were home alone, and it must have been summertime. My parents were gone doing something for the day, and my sister wasn't there. I think she was with them. So my brother and I were home alone. We were just playing with the dog in the living room, and all of a sudden we heard heavy footsteps walking from one end of my bedroom to the other. Mind you, my bedroom had hardwood floors, so you could hear everything. And it sounded like a man's, like a heavy boot or a cowboy boot of some sort. And it walked diagonal across my bedroom. We didn't know what it was. We thought somebody had somehow gotten into the house, which there's no way that could have happened because we were in the living room and the front door was right there. So we ran next door to the neighbor, and he went upstairs and he looked around and there was nothing there. So we just played outside until my parents came home. The last major thing that happened in that house to me, I was in the sixth grade, and my girlfriend had come over after school, and we were just hanging out upstairs in my bedroom, and I had this large mirror that we had placed on the floor in the corner near the stairs, which was on one whole side of the bedroom. My sister was gone, so we were just being girls, playing with hair and makeup, with the music playing, and she was to my right, and I'm sitting there, and I'm playing with my hair, and I put my hair into some weird little twist. I had this brown headband. It was plastic, and I remember telling myself, put it right in front of you so that you can put it on right away and you know where it's at. So I finished doing what I wanted my hair to do. I reached for the headband, and it wasn't there. And I looked at my girlfriend, and I asked her, hey, did you grab my headband? And she looked at me, and she said, no, I don't know where it's at. She looked to her side, and right when she did that, something caught my eye on the complete opposite side of the room. I turned my head to the right, and my headband came flying at my head like a frisbee. I ducked. It hit my mirror and shattered into a million pieces. We both ran down those stairs so fast, I don't even remember touching the stairs. And my parents were home downstairs with a friend, and they were having a cocktail. And we run into the kitchen, and we're hysterical, and we're crying. And the adults looked at us like we were crazy, and they started laughing. And my girlfriend cried and begged my mom to take her home, and she never came over ever again after that. She refused to ever come over to my house. And shortly after that, we didn't even talk anymore. Weird things would happen, like things would disappear and reappear all the time. Like, I had a pair of jeans one time. They were pretty brand new, and I had set them on my bedroom stairs, and I was going to pick them up and bring them upstairs when I was going to go to bed. I went to do it, and they were gone. So I thought maybe my sister picked them up, thinking they were hers for some reason. And I asked her about it, and she said, I don't know what you're talking about. So I thought she was being a sister, like, I'm going to borrow your pants. So I looked through her dresser. There was nothing there. So I didn't know what to think about that. Fast forward about 9 months later. So the upstairs had like cubby holes where it was this insulation, but there were boards down where you could store boxes and things. And so my parents would do that. My mom wanted me to get something out for one of the storage areas. So I opened up the door, and there were my jeans. They were just sitting there folded up, like perfectly pristine, like I had just put them there. I know I didn't do that. I asked my sister. I even asked my brother. I don't know why he would do that. Like, we had no idea how my jeans got into the attic little crawl space area. That's my story about my childhood home. Still don't know what to think about it. It always perplexed me. I've always been curious as to what in the world that was. It was just super creepy. Our house was built in the 40s, if I remember right, so it wasn't a super old house. I will be calling back in another time. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. What's your thoughts?
I mean, it sounds like she's not making it up, like you and I. Yeah, my house is haunted, so nobody will come over and play.
Yeah.
If I were a youngster and I went over to somebody's house and that stuff was going on, I would not return either.
I think I would.
Would you really?
I'd be like, this is kind of neat. You know, I'm, yeah, maybe not immediately, but I think there'd be some curiosity at some point. Of
I think at that age, I wasn't able, I don't think I was able to process it enough at that age. If I was a little bit older, like, you know, in high school or whatever, maybe.
Yeah.
But that young, I think I was still too scared of all that kind of stuff.
See, I think I would have been more apt to go in when I was younger versus older, because I know more that I'm older now, but I think I would have been a little more dumb about it as a kid and thinking I could wear my, you know, Mattel proton pack over there, right, and solve the problem. And as an adult, no, I probably wouldn't want to let my kids going back over there. But the ignorance of youth, I think, would have made me want to go back at that point in time.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, you can write in, you can call in. If you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and in advance, you can get that as well. Ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts as well. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.